Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michaela. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
No, thank you for coming. So I guess to start, where did this all begin? Or when, more likely.
So as you said in your intro, we were shocked to find out really recently that the state government, despite promising to do so, were actually instructed Heritage New South Wales not to heritage list the ice rink. Now, this was a key promise for their re-election, and the local member and the minister came out and said that this is, you know, they've locked it in. So what they did is they put this 12-month temporary protection on the site, and that expired. Thankfully, we have mechanisms under our local planning environment law, so we've started that process now, but yeah, it's by no means certain, but we'll do what we can to protect the rink.
Yeah, so why should we protect the rink in terms of heritage listing?
Well, it's very unique. There are only 3 Olympic-sized ice rinks currently in Sydney, and this one in particular serves central Sydney and the northern suburbs. So we've got Stephen Bradbury, for example, trained
wow.
at the Macquarie Ice Rink. It's a very unique piece of social infrastructure, and we heard loud and clear from our local community, but also the community right across Sydney and New South Wales, is that this needed to be protected. When AMP Capital lodged their development application, it became clear that they weren't going to replace it with an Olympic-sized rink.
Mm.
And that's when the community got behind, the council, and we started the process. And then, the state government came in over the top and said, don't worry, we'll protect it. We're like, okay, great. That's a great outcome. And then after the election, they didn't. So we're pretty angry with that. But at the same time, we're going to go through our processes and keep the pressure on.
Great. So I guess if it were officially recognised, what would that be able to protect?
So what it will protect is the concept of a Olympic-sized ice rink in that development. We're not saying that, the current facility needs to be kept in perpetuity like a traditional heritage listing.
Mm.
So if Macquarie Centre does redevelop, and that's, an almost certainty, we're saying that what you rebuild the Macquarie Centre in stage one with, it will need to retain an Olympic-sized ice rink. So, it's a flexible heritage listing, but importantly, what it will keep is if the Macquarie Centre is demolished and replaced, if this heritage listing is endorsed, it will keep an Olympic-sized ice rink. And that's what our community want, and that's what the operators want. They're not wedded to the exact same rink in the exact same location on the site. All they're after is that Olympic-sized ice rink is protected, and that if the current one is demolished, it's quickly replaced. And that's what our heritage listing seeks to do.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess, have you seen, in other councils or even in your own, similar struggles to protect cultural sites like this?
Absolutely. Heritage is always a vexed issue. It's a responsibility of government to continually assess and nominate items of heritage significance. And it's evolving, you don't build something that's automatically heritage. So at one point in time, a council or a state government needs to bite the bullet and say, you know what? We really don't want that demolished, or we don't want that replaced. And we just went through a very bruising heritage review of the City of Ryde in late 2019. And we got an outcome there, not the best one, but we did get an outcome on individual homes and conservation areas. And, it's always up to whomever's elected on the day to make these tough decisions. And, not that Macquarie Ice Rink was a hard one. And again, we were promised it, the state would protect it. Whatever reason, I don't agree with them, but they've chosen not to. So we'll do what we can. We have a process. It could take, 18 months, but we'll go through it. And hopefully we don't hit the same roadblocks that they do.
Yeah. So I guess just to wrap everything up, are you hopeful that there is a future for the Macquarie Ice Rink?
Well, we're going through the process to heritage list it. We have to have a planning proposal. It's a long process. Ultimately, the state government will need to approve that.
Mm.
A heritage listing is effectively a change to the local environment plan. The Minister for Planning signs off on the local environment plan. Effectively, the same minister that just decided not to heritage list it. So, there is a process. We'll go through it. We'll get our community behind it. And hopefully, once again, we can get commitments from them, and we'll go through that. And if there's any issues, I'll be sure to give you a call and make sure we get people to have a call to arms for everyone again, because it certainly happened last time. And we'll go through the same process again if we have to this time. But yes, I'm hopeful.
I'm glad. I wish you the best of luck. As an individual who's grown up in the area, I think it would be very sad to see the ice rink go. So good luck with everything.
I'll do what I can. Cheers.